God bless you, dear brethren. We will talk today about a very interesting topic. Aliens, UFOs, extraterrestrials, superior beings from other galaxies. God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you.
Can you tell us, are UFOs real? And most importantly, does the Bible talk about them?
Yes, the Bible talks about it, yes, of course.
Where? And what does it say?
There is nothing happening that the Bible doesn't talk about. It's just in parable. Well, listen. Go to Luke 10, verse 18.
All right. Luke 10, 18. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Okay, so number one, where is the devil? In heaven.
Okay.
All right, a part of heaven that God has assigned to him like a little ghetto. All right? Now go to Revelation 12, from 7 until 14.
Revelation 12, 7.
Yes, basically what we're going to show you now is that the UFO, aliens, extraterrestrial guys that come, appear, disappear, spaceship, all that kind of stuff. They're just a bunch of demons.
Demons.
Simply.
The Bible says that?
You get to that conclusion, right? But it's like now more and more Christians are waking up to this reality, all right? Okay, I noticed that many Christians are lately waking up to the fact that aliens are really demons. Okay, many Christians on the ball are realizing it. Okay, read it. Revelation 12, 7 to 14.
And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, and they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer.
Okay, the time here is about the time of the tribulations.
You mean that's in the future?
In the future, yes. Yeah, Jesus saw in Luke 10, 18, Satan falling from heaven. That was a projection of a prophetic vision he was having. But this is actually going to happen during the end time, when the Antichrist is going to be here. So the devil is cast out from heaven. He will give his power to the Antichrist, this politician guy, and this guy will represent the devil on earth.
But I always thought the devil was cast out when he rebelled before Adam and Eve and all that.
Yeah, he was cast out from the presence of God.
Yes.
All right. He was cast out as an angel of God, and then he became Satan, and his fallen angel that followed him became demons. But he's still in heaven. There are three heavens.
What do you mean he's in heaven?
Like in 2 Corinthians 12, Paul talks about three heavens. One is the heaven we see, physical.
The sky.
Second heaven is an invisible where the devil is all around the planet. Invisible, but present. It's around the spirit of the air. And the third heaven is God's heaven, which is everything else. So the devil has a very small part, okay? Okay, let's keep reading, verse 8.
Revelation 12, 8.
Yeah, keep reading.
But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer.
Okay, so they're going to be cast out, they're going to lose, they're going to try to rebel and fight until the end, but the Archangel Michael is going to just destroy them out, just kick them out. Next.
Verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Okay, you're going to make a mistake. He's talking about the devil. So him and his angel, his demons, they cast into the earth. Now, we're coming to the point here. Okay, keep reading.
Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death.
So how do you win the devil? By not being afraid of dying. That's the only way you win the devil.
Amen. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time.
So you understand? So he says, rejoice, heaven. The devil is not around heaven anymore bothering you guys with his accusations. All right? But woe unto you, earth, for the devil is coming to earth. So the devil already comes to earth. He's always come to earth to tempt. But now he's going to be here like presently.
Like physically.
He's going to be here, well, spiritually. He's going to possess people. He will possess the Antichrist. So he's going to concentrate all his power on earth. That's where we start the Great Tribulation. As soon as the devil is cast onto the earth, okay, if you see in this chapter, Revelation 12, as soon as he's cast onto the earth, okay, there starts a period of 3.5 years, which is the great tribulation. This is not God's wrath, it's the devil's wrath. The devil has come into you with great wrath. Mm-hmm. The great tribulation is not God's wrath, it's the devil's wrath against the church.
Against the Christians. Verse 13. Now when the dragon saw that he has been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent.
So you see here, the devil is cast down from heaven and persecutes the woman, the church, for 3.5 years.
Yes.
Correct? So when the devil is going to be cast down from heaven with his angels, mm-hmm. so he's going to arrive to earth, not like the devil with his horns. He's going to come as extraterrestrial, as aliens.
Really? Like physically?
He's going to come as UFO, understand?
Physically?
They're already appearing physically. You see all this UFO flying.
This ugly creature, monstrous
exactly.
looking.
They're going to pretend they are some superior intelligence from some faraway galaxy. Understand?
Yes. So why do they come physically?
Well, they come physically because the devil has to start the tribulation through the Antichrist. So he's cast out from heaven. When they arrive onto the earth, that's what starts the great tribulations, you know, because he wants to be worshipped as God. Mm-hmm. And through the Antichrist, he will accomplish that. So they come physically because they want to take over the world. They cannot take over the world as devils, as demons, mm-hmm. which they really are.
Yeah.
So they pretend to be aliens, etc. You understand? So read Revelation 13, verse 3, the end of verse 3.
13:3, mm-hmm. and the whole world marveled and followed the beast.
You see, as soon as he's cast out from heaven, he will possess the Antichrist. I will cause the world to worship the Antichrist, which is really the devil. Verse 5.
And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months.
Okay, that's the Antichrist who will overcome the saints. 7 and 8.
It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation.
Okay.
All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world.
Okay, so that's the great tribulation. Verse 11.
Yes. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon.
Okay, this is another beast, another devil. It's called the false prophet in Revelation 19:20.
Yeah.
And he has the horns of a lamb that represents Christ. So the false prophets will deceive the world in the name of Christ. The devil will send a false prophet to deceive the world religiously, because the Antichrist will deceive the world politically. That's why the horns of a lamb represent that. Read verse 13 and 14 also. 13 and 14.
He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived.
We already studied what the image is in some other teaching, you can see.
Yes.
But here we concentrate. The false prophet basically will deceive the world by signs, miracles, etc. Go to Luke 21. So he will call fire from heaven, which is red.
Yes.
Okay, and through these kind of miracles, he will deceive the world. Luke 21, 25 until 28.
Yes. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Man's hearts failing them for fear and for expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
You understand? Jesus is saying during the earth tribulation, there'll be signs in the stars, in the heavens, in the sun. In other words, all these demons are going to appear. They're going to do kind of miracles, you know. Fire from heaven, that's nothing for them to do. Do you understand?
Yes.
So that's it.
One question I want to ask. There have been people kidnapped by demons, by aliens.
Yes.
Now, can Christians also be kidnapped by them?
Yes, also Christians can be. I saw some documentaries of Christians where actually they tried to kidnap Christians. There was this lady, she got lifted up from the bed and they were transporting out the window.
She was a Christian?
Yes, she was a Christian. Then she called on the name of Jesus Christ. Mm. You know, she just kept repeating. She got paralyzed and terrorized. And then she just kept calling the name of Jesus Christ in her mind. She couldn't talk. Her lips were paralyzed. And as soon as she started repeating Jesus Christ in her mind, the demons just went, the so-called aliens, okay, which
yes.
are demons, they backed off, disappeared, and she went back on the bed. She made a video about it.
So in the name of Jesus, we have
power over
them.
In the name of Jesus Christ, if the aliens show up, extraterrestrial, which are demons,
you
cannot overcome them as aliens. In other words, you cannot shoot them. You cannot kill them. They are demons, of course. No, they pretend to be aliens. So the bullets just go through them, understand? So, but you can overcome them in the name of Jesus
Thank
Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just like any demons.
Amen.
Understand?
Actually, it seems like these aliens are appearing more and more lately, and people talk a lot about them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, there are many countries who have publicly acknowledge the existence of aliens, like many national TVs, and just about everywhere they are talking about it, but like politicians and big media.
What okay. do they say about them?
Well, they have shown videos of UFOs on national TVs in many, many countries. For example, the British ITN, yeah. It's a national TV. In 1977, I believe, it was interrupted for about some 7-8 minutes and received a message in the name of the aliens who were saying we come from another galaxy, we are superior, this and that. And they gave a message specifically. They say, people of the earth, lay down your arms, all your weapons. We come in the name of peace. Okay,
amazing.
And you see, coming in the name of peace is very funny because in Daniel 11:21. And 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says that the Antichrist will come in the name of peace.
So that's the language of the Antichrist.
Can you imagine the aliens, they lay down your arms? I mean, if they're supposed to be so superior, why they're so worried?
Yes.
Okay, so they're just demons. They want the Antichrist to take over, you see?
Yes.
For example, look, the Vatican, for example, has acknowledged the existence of aliens. And the Pope has even said that he's ready to baptize the aliens.
No, yeah, I thought they acknowledged in a negative way.
It's been published in many newspapers. He wants to baptize the aliens. But
how can that be?
I mean, they don't understand these guys are demons. He's going to baptize them.
Oh,
look,
I can't believe it.
And not only that, but the UN has appointed an ambassador to deal with the aliens when they will arrive. They expected the aliens to
That's
arrive.
That's amazing.
You understand? So, look, if you go to Daniel 11:39, you want to go there?
Yes. Right, that is just amazing.
The New King James.
All right. Thus he shall act against the strongest fortress with a foreign god, which he shall acknowledge and advance its glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain.
Go to the Amplified Version Bible. So in other words, this is the Antichrist, because Daniel chapter 11 from verse 21 until Daniel chapter 12, until the end, it's all about the Antichrist, okay?
Yes.
So he's talking about here, the Antichrist will receive help from a foreign god. You know how in the Hebrew the word foreign is? It's the Hebrew word nekar.
And?
N-E-K-A-R.
And what does it mean?
You know what it means? Alien.
Really?
Exactly. It means, now read it from the Amplified. It kind of expands a little better.
And he shall deal with the strongest fortresses by the help of a foreign god.
You understand, the Antichrist will receive help from a foreign god. The foreign god, of course, is Satan, who will sit in the temple of God, claiming to be God, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. All right, so the Antichrist, this politician, will become the Antichrist, the beast, Revelation 13, will conquer the world with the help of a foreign god, Nekar, an alien god. In other words, these aliens that come down, which are actually demons.
Now, Brother Joseph, there were already aliens appearing to humanity. When Satan will be cast out in the end time, that means it's going to be like an invasion, or what?
Yeah, exactly. All the demons, there are going to be billions of demons just like attacking the earth. They will be basically possessing everyone with the mark of the beast. You can see this in the scriptures about the tribulations, which is Revelations 8 and 9.
In fact, I always thought that if God would have created life on other planets, he wouldn't have made them so ugly. Because they're really ugly. Everything God made is beautiful.
But they are demons.
God bless you. Thank you so much for these explanations and for the scriptures. And it does make a lot of sense, the verse in Revelation 12, where Satan is cast out from heaven.
Yes, exactly. The smartest thing for him to arrive here pretending he's an alien from another galaxy and pretending to help the world. But in reality, they're just a bunch of demons, which eventually Jesus comes back in Armageddon, destroys them all after the tribulation.
But we have nothing to fear. We have power over them, like over the devil.
No, Jesus said, don't fear them that kill the body. After that, they can do nothing else. Fear him who can kill body and soul in hell.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God.